Governor Rick Snyder signed a new state law in 2016 that's meant to make sure all kids can read by the end of third grade. It doesn't take full effect until next school year, but starting this year, schools are required to do some things differently. Michigan Radio's Bryce Huffman shows us what that sounds like at one school in Grand Rapids.
It makes the letter is E, and it makes the S sound like an elephant.
This is Gina Russ. She's a volunteer reading coach at Stocking Elementary School. She's helping a first grade student learn her vowel sounds.
I am trying to help this young student understand the parts of reading and become better at them.
Russ says a lot of students are good at one or maybe two parts of reading when they enter first grade.
But in order to become a reader, they have to become better at all the parts and learn how to put them together.
The student Russ is helping is one of eight in this first grade classroom who has a daily reading intervention as a part of an individual reading plan. The idea is to get students reading at grade level by the end of the school year. The new law says schools have to provide reading interventions to students from kindergarten to third grade who test below grade level in reading. Schools also need to tell parents where their kids' reading level is, provide at-home reading plans, and run reading workshops. All that to prepare for next year, when students will have to repeat the third grade if they're a year behind grade level in reading.
One of the most devastating things I think that can happen to a child is being retained.
This is Tracy Carpenter. She teaches first graders at Stocking Elementary and has been with the school district for more than 30 years. Carpenter feels uneasy about the new law.
But I do think that it has brought literacy for our little ones up to the forefront.
Carpenter and other teachers have been doing reading interventions for years. Joanne Riemersma is the principal at Stocking. She says the biggest change the new law has required for the school this year is parent involvement.
Probably what's moved us the most since the law is just our understanding that it takes more than just the school and the teachers and the principal and the students. It takes community and family in order to really move some of these kids.
Rachel Peterson has two kids at Stocking. Peterson says she has some anxiety about how the new law might affect her second grade son.
The fact that if he's not exactly, where the state thinks he needs to be, then they're going to hold him back.
Both of her kids are on reading plans. Peterson has them read to her regularly. This is one way she sees their progress.
And then I've also started asking them questions about the book when they're done with the book, because I feel like if I don't do that, then I don't think they're actually comprehending what's happening in the book. I think they're just reading the words.
But Peterson appreciates knowing what she has to do from home to help her kids become better readers.
It's worked well for my kids so far. They've excelled and they're all doing really well from what I've heard from their teachers. They seem to be doing really well at home. They're moving up in their reading levels. And so I think it's a good thing to have in place.
The new law requires schools to update parents on their kids' reading progress 3 times a year. But teachers at Stocking say they don't need a state mandate to do that. Rachel Peterson gets regular updates to make sure her kids are on track. I'm Bryce Huffman, Michigan Radio News.